I died to sin.
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. 1 Peter 2:24 and 25.
Take note that Jesus bore our sins in his body on the tree, not so that our sins might die, but so that we might die to our sins.
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We die to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Romans 6, 1 and 2.
I have died to many sins. I have died to depression, withdrawal, pushing people away. I have died to blaming, hating, and condemning others. I have died to gossiping. I have died to boasting.
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Romans 6:6.
I have died to these sins, because I have no need to live in them any longer. You see, my old self, that person who is filled with shame, condemnation, and abandonment, was crucified with Jesus. My condemnation was turned to acceptance. My shame was turned to respect. My abandonment was turned to belongingness. I do not have to gossip and boast anymore to gain respect from others. I do not have to hate because I feel condemned. I do not have to withdraw because I feel abandoned. These sins serve no purpose to me anymore. The sins that used to manifest through my body were done away with. I am no longer a slave to them.
In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Romans 6:11.
In the same way, I bless you to die to sin. May yourself be crucified with Jesus. May your condemnation be turned to acceptance. May your shame be turned to respect. May your abandonment be turned to belongingness. Then you too will count yourself dead to sin, because sin will serve no purpose to you anymore. I bless you.